Hello and welcome everyone. This is Nitesh Mishra from Federation of Indian Export Organizations, popularly known as FIO, India's apex trade promotion organization. And you are listening to The Voice of Exports, India's first exclusive podcast for Exim community. On this podcast, we bring top performers from the sector who not only inspire but also reinvigorate among you to become one of them.
Friends, in today's talk show, I am joined in by Ms. Banu Lakshmanan, one of India's leading producers of perfumes, deodorants, air fresheners, and many other product range of similar type. She is heading a company called Luxotic. Ms. Lakshmanan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Atish.
To start with, Ms. Lakshmanan, I just wanted to ask you, how did you started this company and what is this company all about for you?
Yeah, first of all, I want to thank FIO for giving me this opportunity. Luxotic Private Limited started just, you know, immediately after the pandemic. What happened was we were wanting to launch our brand in 2020. And suddenly, like, you know, during February or something, there was like this talk happening around that there's going to be this COVID and pandemic and all that. So we were not aware what it was. But yes, it really made life miserable for us because we produced our goods and we also got the stock and we had to keep it with us for almost, you know, a year or so. But yet we did not give up. What we did was we was further planning, like, okay, this COVID will, you know, get over any time. So we were further planning with more ideas, like more new products, and we were ready with a whole range of products. So that is how this Luxotic happened. It's a registered trademark, Luxotic. The brand itself, like, you know, word itself denotes, like, it's luxury and exotic together. We wanted to make this brand, you know, a truly Indian-made brand, which we want to promote as a premium brand in India.
Okay. Talking about the products which you manufacture, Ms. Banu, can you tell me, was there any thought process in that or some kind of localization in the products which you manufacture?
Yes, obviously. When we thought about an Indian brand, because, you know, like, you know, perfumes generally, people think of only import brands or big brands. And, you know, people don't give value to Indian brand that much, especially for the perfume. So we wanted to break that and, you know, give an international par goods, products. And that is why, like, you know, we planned the whole thing. And most of our brand, like, if you see our products, it's all like, you know, you will have something related to Indian, a story to connect, like, it's all curated with a small little story, because, you know, like, you know, people and emotions and perfumes are also like that. It's very personalized. See, I know what you like, I may not like. So each of one have a preference. So, and we also have our emotions. So that is how we, you know, each of our product, if you will go through, you will know it all will have something to relate to the emotion. For example, Navarasa, that is very much, you know, we know these nine emotions in India, like, we all believe in this Navarasa. And so that is how this Navarasa happened. We have launched three of the emotions in that. Further six is in the plan, in the pipeline. Yeah. Then we have elements.
Yeah, that means that means a lot of thought process has gone into it. Your thinking has matched the culture, the living pattern of the people in India, and maybe when you start exporting also, which you plan to export in future, that will also depend on the future coming products will be based on those culture and the countries which you are looking at to export to.
Exactly. We are very keen to export, and that is how, like, we wanted these Indianized, you know, the things to be brought in. Even overseas people will understand these things, these five elements of life, and or Navarasas, and, you know, so many other products which has this connection with our deep-rooted Indian culture.
What prompted you to come into perfume, fragrance, and deodorant segment?
Yeah, actually, my entire journey has been into this perfume field. I got my first job in one of the, you know, perfume company, and I was a quick learner. actually, if you will see my background, I'm not hailing from any, you know, business background or not a very, you know, a well-to-do family or whatever. So, you know, early marriage and a child as young as 20, I, like, you know, pursued my studies all by myself against, you know, the protest of the family people. Because, you know, those days, like, people did not, like, value much of a woman's education or a woman's, you know, things were not very open. So it was very difficult. Even the studies for me was a challenge. But I studied without the knowledge of my in-laws and always to get scared. So I studied without their knowledge. And then my job was, like, in the perfume industry, luckily. And I was a very quick learner. So it was very fascinating. And people looking at my passion to learn, I was lucky. You know, my boss or my team involved me in everything, like production, the product development, purchase, formulation. So most of the thing I learned, and I always wanted, like, why not we do something? Why not we bring an Indian brand which will, you know, get that recognition? And I wanted, like, I not only in India, but I wanted to have this overseas recognition.
It is always a privilege to talk to a woman entrepreneur like you,
Thank
madam.
You.
But just wanted to ask you one more question related to this.
Mm-hmm.
You must have come across challenges while you are setting up your business. So what were some of the key challenges which you want to share, and how did you overcome them in due course of time?
Yeah, so definitely the challenge starts, like, it's a roller coaster ride only for us, because the moment I wanted to quit my job and start my business itself was a challenging thing, because one side I have my family to take care and I'm planning to quit my job because I'm the breadwinner of the family. Then I had to pull in all the savings I had or whatever and start this business. Then, you know, these industries are much dominated by really big players and, you know, men and all that. So a lot of demotivation. People normally told, like, you know, you shouldn't be doing starting a business. You better work. Or, you know, it's all only the challenges, the negative things that are brought to my knowledge. But much against all this, I thought, no, let me follow my heart. I think I'm old enough to understand what my heart wants. And that is how, like, I started, like, you know, looking up, doing my own company. I started it a small way. And luckily, I had a partner who was willing to join, and he is a creative person. So he was also putting in his best and giving the creative side support, technical support. And I was doing the commercial part and everything. And we were like, yes, slowly we were bringing up this. And literally after 5 years of long struggle, we were able to finally do our own brand and product.
When you are talking about the challenges which you have faced while setting up this business or running this business, you may have come across people who may have helped you, come across an organization who may have helped you. So how do you see it? Which were the organizations, when you talk about FIO, how has it helped you? How has it handhold you in doing your business and in running your business smoothly?
Definitely. See, it's always ups and downs. So there were a lot of people who were wanting to help us and support us, guide us, mentor us. And in that, definitely, I should bring Fio's name. It was like, you know, when we got registered and all that, they started guiding us. They were telling us to look into all this platform for the export. They were sharing the data. They were, you know, normally they were updating with a lot of, you know, webinars and stuff which are happening across. They were very much encouraging us, and especially for a woman entrepreneur like me, they were very encouraging. And, you know, this gives a hope, like, yeah, world is big and there is opportunity for us. So definitely FIO also played this hand-holding thing. And right now I'm even giving this interview because of, you know, FIO somewhere has recognized me.
And the difficulties which you have already talked about in between, but briefly you were talking about it, which you faced during the pandemic. How have you overcome that? And talking about your achievements also during the recent past, since the time you have started your company, can you please brief on that something, or can you throw light on that?
Sure. Yes. See, this Luxotic is like just 1.5-year-old company. And as I told you, like, before that, it was totally the pandemic period, which all of us, I think, even you all also, wouldn't have had an idea, like, when this is going to open up, when there is going to be normalcy in all our lives. And imagine people like us putting, like, you know, leaving our job and starting, putting all our savings and starting a company, and then suddenly such thing happens. It's really a very, very hard time. But I don't know why I never felt negative from within. I thought, okay, this is the case. Everybody are facing this. So let me sit in one place. I told my partner also, you also said, start thinking. Let us have these futuristic plans. I don't think this is going to last long, even for 1 year. Then next year has to be normal. So let us, you know, start doing these things. And we were just two numbers, like just two members altogether doing all this. Today we are a 70-member company. My sales team is like, you know, more than 60-65 in the team, and they are spreading all across India. We have back office staff, we have warehouse, we have, like, in just 1.5 years, we made about 35-40 SKUs, which is like, you know, such a quick turnaround time. We were able to do these many products.
Which are the markets, international markets, because you plan to export also,
yes.
International market which you are looking at and which you think is better for such products which you are coming out with?
Yeah, definitely the eastern countries, like, you know, all this Vietnam and Indonesia, all Singapore, Malaysia, these are all the best markets. Philippines, these are all best markets for this kind of products, because they are also opening up, like, as much as India is, like, you know, coming forward and opening up in this fragrance line, similarly all these countries. And then we of course have our Middle East countries, which is always open for fragrance and perfumes. Then we have African markets. So these are all the best for our kind of product now. I'm very keen, like, you know, some good buyer, you know, we get a good buyer soon.
Definitely, your enthusiasm only will definitely take you to a newer height. One last question which I would definitely like to ask you. What are the key learnings which you have gone through or learned from your journey during the last 1.5 years since the time you have started your business?
For me, it's always, my life itself has been unexpected. So I am a quick learner. So my key learnings are, like, yeah, market is, like, very big, this very good opportunity. We should not keep listening to any negative, you know, a lot of media, you know, I don't know why they do that. They don't show the, you know, the good side of the life or opportunities. Actually, market is good only. I mean, in spite of all whatever inflation there is that people talk about, but life goes on, right? We our requirements are same. We all work, we all do the same things. But why then concentrate on some, you know, temporary thing that's happening? So this is what I would say. It's like there's very good opportunity in the market. And we put our right efforts, we reach to the right place always.
Thank you, Ms. Panu, for joining with us on this talk show. Thank you very much for giving us the perspective about your business, about your products, the markets which you are looking at, and your whole journey of your company and about your products. Thank you so much, Ms. Panu.
Yeah, let me also thank from my end. Thank you, Mr. Nitesh, for all these wonderful questions. And thank you, Fio, for giving me this opportunity.
Voice of Exports podcast by FIO aims to provide important information and views on foreign trade, especially on exports, which will help both Indian exporters and importers. Any statements made by an exporter, importer, or an exporting-importing company in this podcast as guests reflect the views and opinions of that individual or the company. This podcast does not constitute an endorsement by the FIO of the individual or the company, his or her or its employer or affiliated entity. The specific information or views provided, resources mentioned, or products or services endorsed or offered by that individual or the company, his or her or its employer or affiliated entity. FIO assumes no responsibility for the accuracy, completeness, or timelines of the information provided by the guest or the company in this podcast, or for the decisions made and reliance on any information provided by the guest or the company in this podcast. We thank you for listening to this first ever episode of Voice of Exports podcast service brought to you by the FIO. For more information on how you can start exporting, please visit our website www.fio.org.